clean controversy. And yeah, so with the Veterans Day special that we just did, a little bit of controversy and a little bit of other things.
So when you see somebody who's has gone overseas and fought for us, take a minute and say thank you. Because actually where our shop is in Toronto, we have the coroner's office is right behind us. And the past couple of years, we have seen our army coming back with the full respect that they got. And it makes you realize how lucky we are, you know, that we have people who go there and fight for all our rights, human rights. So take a minute and say thank you. And right now we're back. This is our...
Oh, excuse me.
This is the kinky part of the show.
Oh, hey, Pup Kalen, how are you?
Hey, Pup Kalen, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Now, Pup Kalen, are you? He's saying 2 weeks away from the Toronto Puppy Contest. Yes, let's talk about that.
Yes, there's a great event going to be happening next.
The 23rd, 24th, 25th.
In Toronto at the Black. It's at the Black Eagle.
The Black Eagle is the majority, I think. Meet the Judges is on the front. I'll look it up, but go ahead.
In 2 weeks in Toronto. So anybody who's into pup play or is curious about it, come and have a look. Get the information. You can go on the website of the Black Eagle, actually. The info is there.
It's actually on Heart of the Heart of the Flake Federation, Toronto Leather Pride.
Okay.
So let me... I'm going to actually drop that into the chat room, but go ahead, Mark.
And if, Pup Kalen, you have some info you'd like to type in for our viewers, that would be great. Hope you're doing well. It's always nice to see you around. Wagging your tail, I hope.
So, yeah, so the Toronto Puppy thingy, it's not a thingy. Judging panel was announced a while back. That was October 24th. So we're actually entering a pup into the contest.
Yes, we are.
Kalen, Pup Kalen, are you entering? I just type back and let me know. It'd be interesting. Because we're taking you down. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, I think he's helping with it.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, the pup, there's been a pup insurgence, I would have to say.
Woof.
Yes,
it's barks. Yes, boy.
It's amazing. I mean, we've been part of it now for 4 years.
Yeah.
And the difference, what has happened, in the pup play area, at home and internationally, is being incredible. I mean, for just the Black Eagle in Toronto, Pup Argo always organizes. A mosh pit.
I think it's third Thursday.
On the month. There's great events going on. We have the Eastern Canada Leather Serve Play Party that happens at Good Handy's. They do stuff there. It's really nice to see and how the group is getting bigger and International Puppy is coming up. And
no, International Puppy was this weekend, actually, that we're in. It's done now.
Okay, it's done. Okay. Yep. We were away, so we're a little behind. The whole time we were away, I did not know what time it was.
No, you didn't.
I did, and it was
with
amazing.
The heroin.
No, Sir Mark, you were too busy chasing small people. And 70, what's with the 70-year? We still haven't heard about the 70-year master, sir. Back to the 70-year.
We'll get
back
to
the pups.
So.
And actually, Sir Mark and I found out this last week that House of MNSN is actually the coordinators for Claw for all of the puppy stuff. So
yes.
We were, Master Roy got a hold of us, and basically he's like, all right, you agreed to do it, go for it.
So if anybody would like to be involved with us and going to Claw in April, contact us. We are looking for volunteers. We are going to be organizing, in the progress of organizing, we would like to do a pup party for the... lovers and people who like the pups, a Canadian pup party in our suite. So we're trying to really make it friendly and show that Canadians are great supporters and we're great people. And
it's going to be great. So far we're going to, the last 2 years we've done a bunch of different classes at Claw. Cleveland Leather Awareness Week, Boyne, you'll drop the actual link for me into the chat room. If you've not, what we love about Claw, it's not a competition. It's Cleveland Leather Awareness Week. There's a ton of different of classes and such. And there's no contest, so there's no I like to say the prima donna sort of things that sometimes happen at other contests. You know what?
No one. So there's kind of contests.
What? What's the contest, boy?
On who looks hotter.
That it's me all the time, anyways. There is no contest, so fuck. They can
they
all just get over.
They always try to look better than you, Master. They can try.
No, yes. But that is one thing about claw that we love and enjoy so much. It's a relaxed, fun weekend.
It is. It is.
It's affordable.
Well, it used to be before we volunteered to fucking do what we do.
That's where Master and Sir found me.
Oh wait, found you.
No, you crawl back and.
Wow.
We had to call the cops because we had to put a restraining order
on. No, Master brought me to your room. I didn't come on my own.
I was horny and I wanted a blowjob and I got what I wanted. I thought you were going to leave.
Yeah, well, he did. Then he found me on us on Recon.
You told me to find you, sir.
All right. So, Pup Kalen, thank you for the information. The judges for Toronto Pup Competition are Argo, Master Scott, and Pup Scout. Oh, cool. I know every one of them. No wonder Argo wouldn't talk. He said to me, I can't talk to you about your scene.
Yes.
That you do with the puppy. He said, I can't because we were at the Eagle a few weeks. He's like, I can't talk to you. That's why.
So anybody who's interested and curious, come out. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. So this year, again, at Claw.
Here's the link, everybody, sir. And Master, if I may.
You may.
We need to tell people, even though it was just everything was announced.
Yeah.
Rooms, and it's how many months away? 6 months away?
Yeah.
Rooms are already selling out.
Yeah.
You have to do this early. Trust me, if you don't do it now, you'll be staying miles away.
Yeah.
Because
they have sold out, one hotel and almost an entire second hotel last year?
Last year, yeah. I think it was almost two full hotels. But you want to stay, if you can, at possible, you want to stay at the host hotel because we basically, it's kind of cool, Leatherman. And some
and
women
and everything.
And pups
and rubber snares. And
rubber. We take over the hotel.
And it's awesome. Fun. Hours. You can just go up and down from your room to the events. You don't have to go out.
I think the funniest part is, like, what happened last year, sir? There was, like, a couple of couples that were, like, warned. They rented them rooms or something because they insisted.
That's
were,
what
like,
those kids were, yeah, like, so were checking
was,
in, boys.
There's a men's event going on, and, you know, we rent the whole hotel out, and... Are you comfortable with that? And the people, oh, yeah. Because I was talking to the girl when I was checking the family in. And she's like, yeah. They were like, oh, yeah, we're fine with it. We have no problems. And see, she says, they're freaking out. She says, well,
think?
They shouldn't be here, you know.
I mean, I showed up there nothing but a jockstrap. Fuck, of course they were freaking out. Anyways, so this year for the pup thing, we're going to do the obstacle course again. We're going to hold a Mr. Smiley. He's going to hopefully reproduce something a little bit different, which was, we had great fun with that. We are going to be doing, we're doing the Pup 101 safety class. We're actually, going to give that up to the now coordinator of the Tampa Bay Puppy Olymp, or, I gotta get this right. Help me out, Mark.
I'd have to
I know who you're
me.
Talking yes. about.
Wolf Knight.
Yeah. Yeah.
They actually, I'll figure it out. Two beers and look, I can't even talk. So, they're going to be doing the Pup 101 safety. And also, the big competition, the pup competition that just fucking happened.
It happened, yes.
This weekend, hello.
Thank you.
It was in Tampa Bay, the big pup competition at Twisted.
One of the two, sir. There's two of them, right?
Yes, but not that one. Oh. Anyway, so they're going to be doing the 101. We're going to do, this year we're adding a trainer's class. The family's going to be doing that. And we're also going to be doing, we're going to keep the beginner's pup mosh because that was a lot of fun.
That
and Sir Mark cried through the entire thing, so we got to keep that one.
Shut up.
We haven't got him to cry tonight, sir.
We will. I've already got plans.
He was, I will, correction. When he was talking about, because right behind his salon is the
Wolf Knight and Brew, yes, Pup Kalen.
Where they bring the bodies in. What is it called?
The coroner's office.
Coroner's office. And I'm sure you've seen many processions of young men and their family,
mm-hmm.
or young women and their families. You don't know. That's a cool part too, sir.
Yep.
And it was proper respect.
At one point, it was sad. It was one or two a week for a little while that was coming.
Wow, sir.
So
we can thank George W. Bush for that, sir.
Yep. But you know what? We have to thank them for being there. Anyway, back to something good.
Wait.
Oh, because he's starting to cry. Almost tears, but I agree with you, sir. Nothing breaks my heart more than that.
All right.
And then which where were you guys stuck for a while on your trip? In Charlotte, sir? Speaking of the positive.
Houston. We were there for 6 fucking hours.
Actually, it was closer to 8. It was 7 hours and 25 minutes.
In Charlotte. Charlotte is right next to a big military base, sir. And they bring the military boys in and out of there.
We saw
the airport.
Few, don't worry.
Woof. Woof. Woof.
It's okay. The bathrooms were busy.
Well, yes, they were.
All right. And on that note.
Charlotte is a great, great airport.
On that note.
We'll be back.
It's time for break. If you'd like to ask a question, say something, if you're not in the chat room, please. We don't get any emails. We feel bad. It's like you don't love us or something. Come on. It's very simple. You want to talk to Sir Mark? Sir Mark at houseofmnsm.com. Boyneal, Boyneal at houseofmnns.com. And, of course, Master Noel at houseofmnsm.com. Send us an email. We'll talk about what you want to talk.